Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know if he...
Hey, folks, now we're an hour early. They've changed the times. I don't really have a computer to let everybody know that they've changed the times, but they are gathering, and we're getting ready to do the finale in the Valley, folks. We've got Munchin Hawks to Hilton. That's 27 points out, first place against Three Eyes Barbecue. If Munchin Hawks wins the Grand, they win the KCBS Team of the Year. But if they don't win the Grand, then pretty much automatically Three Eyes Barbecue has got it. So this is about it. This is going to be it. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. If it hadn't been for the big win at the National Barbecue Cup, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation right now. But boy, Munchin Hawks of the Hilton, good under pressure, good consistent cook, come out of nowhere and won the whole enchilada at the National Barbecue Cup. And so thus, here we are in Calhoun, Georgia, 2 weeks after the National Barbecue Cup, and 48 teams. And folks, we put it out on the radio that this competition would basically win the Team of the Year. And so there's a bunch of doggone barbecuers. The original idea was that this event wouldn't have any more than 15 cooks, but man, I'm talking about 50 cooks, and all the good Georgia teams are here. Jack's New South, Pitbulls Up and Smoke, Bubba Q, Georgia Boys, I'm talking about everybody is here, and it's just exciting. They changed the award, and an organizer came up and told me about 10 minutes ago, so I didn't have time to really get it out to you, but hopefully we'll have some people tune in before the grand champion is announced. Boy, it's been a great year for barbecue, folks. You know, you look at some of the competitors around the country, you know, Pitbulls Up and Smoke, they had a medium-sized trailer and a pretty good team. He won a lot of reserve grands last year. And, you know, this year now he's got a 34-foot mega trailer with a big-time Deep South smoker on the back. And he's got an online barbecue school, new equipment. He's won four grands and, like, seven reserves. Killer Bees, you know, started off the year. I don't think he's really competed that long. And now we're at the end of the year. He's won six grand champions, a whole bunch of reserve, Southern Barbecue Network Team of the Year. You know, it's really been, for a lot of these teams out here, a transformation year from going from backyard and semi-pro to a big-time barbecue pro league barbecue. And shoot, it's been fun to be a part of it in 2012, and that big win and the National Barbecue Cup, which catapulted Munchin Hawks and the Hilton into the position they're in, really makes it a NASCAR feel and image for, you know, barbecue championships. And man, you kind of feel the electric in the air. There's a lot of people out here watching and waiting. I wish I had live feed TV so you could see it, but a lot of anticipation as to what the results will be. And, you know, a factor that factors into this is not only these two teams, but the best Georgia teams are here. So, you know, Munchin Hawks and the Hilton does have to win a grand, but they're going to have to win a grand over top, you know, or the best teams in Georgia, which is no easy task. I know that Mike Mixon has won a few grands this year, and Pitbulls Up in Smoke, four grand. It's just so that goes into the mix of Munchin Hawks and the Hilton being able to pull out this championship run. And I was talking to Rob McGee yesterday. Now, I got the video up. You've seen the interview. But they won Team of the Year last year. And that's another thing, a piece that's here is if they win Team of the Year tonight, they'll be back-to-back Team of the Year. And that hasn't been done since 1960 or 70 or something. And, man, a lot riding on tonight's results. And it doesn't really matter who wins. I mean, I'm sure everybody's going to go away happy because it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, but it's been a lot of fun. And but, you know, as far as history goes, it would mean a lot as far as history for Munchin Hogs and the Hilton. They've won the KCBS Team of the Year twice. I didn't know that. I thought last year was their first year. But they've won it twice already, not back-to-back. But to do it back-to-back would really be, you know, it's like the Los Angeles Lakers in a dynasty. If he won it next year, then he would really. And the thing about what Rob told me when he was talking yesterday is, you know, the first contest, I don't know, 10 or 15, they were so burnt out from last year that he really didn't take it that serious. And he said he wish he would have now, but, you know, it's a lot of work. It's just like a Major League Baseball season. Major League Baseball's got 154 games in the season. The NBA's got 82 games. I mean, that's a lot. Michael Jordan used to run them down the court 300 times a day, every single day. You know, you got 82 games, that many months worth of running up down that court. Well, it's no different with barbecue. I mean, you do 30, 40 contests. That's a every weekend, every week, clean up your stuff, get your stuff ready, go back out, cook, stay up all night on Saturday night, and then turn your stuff in on Saturday morning, and on Friday night, and then turn your stuff in on Saturday morning. And, you know, that is a lot of work. You do that 40 times a year. That's now some people travel 30, 40, 50,000 miles. There's a guy that's dead now, Walton from out in California, that said he drove 80,000 miles in a year. And actually, the axles on his trailer locked up and fell off the trailer. He had to do some major work because he ran the axles essentially off his trailer. And that's the kind of work that goes in to these competitions. So for Munchin Hogs of the Hilton to have the potential to do back-to-back is a history-making situation here. And so it all comes down to this. Looks like they got all the awards and the trophies up. And Pirate 50 does an excellent job on trophies. And, you know, one thing they were saying, and you'll see it, hey, man, we'll see it on the video, and you can tell what state, what competition from a distance just by, hey, I won't get these curly tails here on the radio just for a minute. Hey, how we doing, curly tails?
Good.
Good to see y'all. I didn't hang out with you. I've been hanging up, I mean, getting up with this Munchin Hogs of the Hilton and all that stuff. And what do you think about competing at a contest where the KCBS Team of the Year is going to be decided?
Scary. Very scary. It's intimidating, for sure.
Munchin Hogs of the Hilton had four people flew in here to help him compete. Did you know?
No, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't know until now. I would have lost sleep over that one.
Well, Curly Tails is a barbecue team out of what city?
Dallas, Georgia.
Dallas, Georgia. And they do a lot of competitions. They know what they're doing. A good team to sponsor. And if you go on Facebook, is there a Pigtails Facebook page?
Curly Tails.
Curly Tails.
Yep.
Man, I'm trying to do too much. Curly Tails, go on Facebook and look them out. And just like their page and become friends with them because Barbecue Superstars really like these guys a lot. And what kind of year was 2012 for you?
A great learning experience. Did a lot of contests. We did about six in a row back in the spring. And it was great. It really taught us a lot.
Man, I tell you now, the process of cooking this barbecue, so our listeners can understand, there is a lot to it, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of work. I mean, we worked all week to get here, just this week, and it's always a learning curve, always.
So picking out your meat, cleaning up, getting all your spices and rubs ready, getting your sauces ready, deciding what you're going to do, getting your boxes ready. I mean, it's really a seven-day-a-week adventure, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, because then you have to recoup tomorrow.
Right, then you got to start all over for the next week, don't you?
Right.
Well,
right.
That's good old Miles from Curly Tails, and we love you. Good luck today.
Thank
you. Tell your husband
Thank
I said
you.
Hey, and we got a treat. We got Curly Tails. Make sure you go to Facebook. And, you know, back the Georgia Boys, Don Adams. Now, I don't think they have a Georgia Boys page, but go to Don Adams on Facebook, and you'll see on his picture it'll say Georgia Boys. You know, go on there, Don Adams, and friend him. He's one of those guys that is just a good old barbecue guy, knows what he's doing. And then Curly Tails is another one. And the thing about these two fellas is, and Curly Tails is, it's a pleasure to hang out and talk to them. You know, it's just a good time had by all when they're around. And so I just want to encourage you to do that. Now, Barbecue Superstars, we have a Barbecue Superstore. If you go on Barbecue Superstars, the very first tab, it looks like the logo of the whole site, but it's smaller. It's a Barbecue Superstores. Go on there. We've got 2,000 items. Hey, we got us a little sugar run around here. Hey, this baby, about 2 years old. We've got all kinds of knives and all kinds of rubs, sauces, hot sauces, wing sauce. I don't know what all. Backwood smokers, grill dome. Cookers from all over the place. You can buy it all right now at Barbecue Superstars. If you're looking for Frederick Dick knives, the best place to go is www.125west.com. That's all they do, folks. They're a big Frederick Dick dealer. Now, Frederick Dick is the number one knife in Germany, and I don't know why the engineering part of Germany is so good. You know, there's BMW cars that are just engineered, you know, to perfection. They cost a few dollars. But when it comes to steel and stuff like that, the Germans are pretty good. And there's a big company in Germany, Frederick Dick, that has got some of the best knives. Big old butcher knives, the little butcher knives, to knives that you can use on your table. And then Frederick Dick knives, the table models. We got a few of the table models, you know, like you used to cut a steak up, and we actually cut everything up with them. I mean, they're just as good as any of the big butcher knives. And then I can't think of what the meat cleaver. They're really good with meat cleavers. There's a two-sided meat cleaver that Frederick Dick has that's just awesome. Really great for letting big cuts of meat. You know, if you get a whole half a hog, you can take care of the bones and the ribs and get it all cut up with that big meat cleaver. And the thing about using meat cleavers, folks, is like if you're doing chicken and you set it on that bone, you hit it with the top of your hand, Frederick Dick cleaver will cut it. Now, some of these others, if you use them, it'll crush it, and you'll have bone pieces that'll, you know, be in the meat. So, you know, don't spare on your knives, because your knives really dictate a lot of the quality of your cuts when it comes to these expensive meat. If you're going to spend big money on meat, you may as well spend money on good knives. So, go to www.125west.com and check out all their knives. Cambro. Cambro is an insulated holding box, folks. And Cambro is actually used in the process of doing competition barbecue. And Cambro, C-A-M-B-R-O, makes a great quality product. And if you think about brisket or Boston butts, what a lot of people will do is take the brisket off when it's pretty much done cooking, and they'll go put it in the Cambro. And the Cambro is so insulated, it'll hold that heat while the brisket is drawing that moisture back in. Cambro is a company that has really forged the industry as far as, you know, insulated holding boxes. If you're a big catering company out there, you'd be surprised. They got insulated plates. So you plate up 20 plates and you put their insulated cover over top of that plate, and it'll hold that plate hot for an hour sitting on the table. But the limits of what Cambro's got is just amazing. I just kind of found out about Cambro. I contacted them about doing a live feed television show, and they said they were interested. They're going to send me a Cambro. So we'll be doing live television, and I'll be trying to demonstrate how Cambro insulated holder. Now, if you're a person out there and you've been barbecuing and doing competitions, and you've been wrapping a big blanket or a big towel around your barbecue, you can really quit doing that if you want, because you can get a Cambro and you don't even have to wrap it. You just put it inside the Cambro, and in 2 hours it might be the same temperature, but all that moisture will have went back in your meat. You'll have some of the juiciest brisket Boston butts that you ever ate. And in every school I've shot or been a part of, the Cambro was a step. They took the meat and they put it in the Cambro and they let it rest for so ever amount of time. So take a look at Cambro, Cambro. Just Google it. There's a website, and I think you'll be amazed with all the products that that they have. Now, folks, I got a Ford F-150. I've been driving Fords my whole life. The reason I drive a Ford is because my dad drove a Ford. My dad had a Ford van, and he hauled 3 tons of stuff in it every day, Tampa, Florida. He was a big-time electrician. And when it comes to trucks, barbecue superstars only trust one brand. You know, barbecue is American. Ford trucks are American. It just seems like everything sort of gets together well when you have Ford trucks and barbecue together. And folks, I'm going to tell you, 90% of barbecue is hauling. You got to haul your trailer, you got to haul your equipment, your cookers and all that stuff. And why not get something that's all American, that didn't take the bailout, that has been a strong company from start to finish because it's been managed well. Why not get a Ford? They stand behind their products. They've got diesel motors, full line diesel. They've got gas motors. Nothing runs like a Ford. And, you know, it's funny to me, I don't know why, but in my psychology, I couldn't buy anything else. When it really came down to me having to spend my money to buy a vehicle, I couldn't buy anything but a Ford. I don't know. It could be a flaw in my personality, but there's no way I could buy anything other than a Ford. Barbecue Superstars endorses and supports Ford, SUVs, trucks, pickups, anything in the line of trucks. Make sure you always buy a Ford. Well, we're just waiting for this thing to get cranked up, and these signs are so pretty. It just keeps getting more colorful and bright up there. He's so good at doing these signs that they're exactly like the symbol. I actually like the symbol on the website. We want to say good luck to Alabama and Georgia, who are going to be playing in the SEC championship game today. Good luck to all. I hope nobody gets injured. And I don't really have a preference of who wins. I think Georgia might be ranked the underdog, but they've been playing some good football lately. They went down and beat Florida. And then Alabama had that stumble against Texas A&M, so they might be vulnerable. And I have a lot of people around here in Calhoun, Georgia, that want Georgia to win, of course. So we'll have to see what happens. conference championship games going on today. And want to wish everybody luck out there. And main thing is, we just hope nobody gets hurt. And folks, I'm going to tell you, barbecue competition in 2013 is just going to get that much bigger. And we want to invite everybody. If you don't want to compete, just go to the KCBS.us website, the FBA website, that's Florida Barbecue Association, the Memphis Barbecue Network website, and pick out some competitions and just go up there on Saturday. You know, after 2 o'clock, all the boxes are turned in. Go on up there and hang out. Well, here we go. Possibly. I don't know. She looks like she's taking the microphone down. Maybe not yet. Oh, okay. They're getting the mic set up, so we're about ready to start.
You guys all hear me? I know my voice is gone.
His wife said yes. Yeah, his voice is gone.
That just wasn't right. Okay, no. Okay. Thanks for being patient with us while we set all this up. First of all, we want to thank all of our volunteers that came out. We've got people from the United Way. We have people from just Calhoun that came out and volunteered for us, the Girl Scouts. We have our family at KOA because they don't know it, but they volunteered. But that's okay. But anyway, and of course, this lady right here, my beautiful. Without this, we would not be able to do this. And I thought you were going to leave a few times or tell me to get out. But anyway, we just wanted to put on a good show for everybody. I know you guys are probably tired and sick of seeing me at all the cooks meetings. But I got bad news for you. We're going to do this again next year. November 29th and the 30th looks like would be the dates. I will send in the forms to KCBS tomorrow or Monday morning. And just to let y'all know, if anybody wants to reserve their spot, because I've had people ask, our my girl Julie in the office, you can see her before you leave. We will take $50 a month to hold your spot, and then we'd like, you know, within 6 weeks of the tournament, start sending the checks, and we'll send out reminders and stuff. But if y'all want to come back, we'd love to have you. Okay, let's get on with the awards. That's why y'all here. First, we have our poker run, our design poker run, our David Burchett Memorial that we started a scholarship for. And it would be most fitting that David's sister got a flush. Okay, and she actually has the 7, 8, 9, 10 of spades. And when they came back to KOA to pick the last card, her husband picked first and picked the jack, the spades. This is divine intervention. So let me tell you up, baby. And this is Ann Burchett, and she won our trophy.
Oh, they had a poker contest. She got a roll of flush.
Take this home to the
Burchett
family where it belongs. Aww. She
won a big one.
Okay. And now for our car show participants. The winner of the car show is the 1966 Ford Fairlane. So if the owner of that is here, They can come up.
1966, Ford Fairlane.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's a Galaxy. I see. It's been a long week. But you can still come get your trophy.
Good job.
You guys gave me a picture. Okay.
Yeah.
On to the barbecue.
All right, here we go. They're getting the horns out. They'll start reading the top tens, I guess. I'm not sure how they're going to do it.
Are Martin and Rich here? Because I've got all the pro stuff, but you guys, nobody gave me a backyard for him.
Here he comes. All right.
Have you all received Richard? I'm so
happy. Ha ha. We're going to start off with backyard.
Okay, we'll start with chicken. Okay, so we're going to call up, starting with fifth place in chicken, is Big Mouth Barbecue.
Backyard teams. Backyard Porkers. Big Georgia shirt on.
Okay, second place is chicken. Goes to Papa J's Barbecue.
First place chicken in the backyard. Okay, folks, write them names down, because on the other calls, we can try to figure out who won the overall grand in the backyard. And we get down to the pro league, definitely get yourself a piece of paper out and write down, you know, what the results are of the of each call, the top 10, and then try to see how many things come up the most times we want to.
Backyard
for Chris.
First two.
Yeah, some nice looking trophies. Really nice. First two kids.
Okay, fourth place. And Backyard Porkers.
I got a call on chicken. I think I got fourth in ribs.
You gotta walk the hill. That's the only problem. When you win, you gotta walk the hill. But it's worth it, isn't it? Third place and Backyard Pork Ribs is Digging Two.
Digging Two, okay, they got another call. Oh, they just won chicken, so they got third place in pork. Got a first and a third. Digging Two. A different name. Good job, buddy. They might be kind of tied right now. Go Georgia. I tell you, Georgia really has done good the last 2 years. Mike Rick knows what he's doing. Football and barbecue definitely go together.
Okay, now for our vegetable competition. Fifth place in the vegetable goes to Backyard
Parker. Okay, vegetable competition. All right, that's the third call. I guess that was part of the backyard category. He's going to make his wife walk up the hill. Oh, I don't know if she can do it or not. Yeah, she made it. Good job. Got up there and got her ribbon. Vegetable category.
And fourth place in vegetable is Papu J's Barbecue.
Papa J's Barbecue.
They were here for their first one. Is anybody? Oh, there she is. Come on, Kathy.
Man, my name is fighting over who was going to go, but he made his wife go this time. Now, gotta take pictures.
Third place in vegetable goes to Digging Q.
Digging Q, third call. Third call. They might have won that one. I don't know. Polio over here might get a higher one. This must have been pretty close.
Second place in vegetable goes to Flying Oreo.
Oh, geez, Flying Oreo might have won the backyard. Georgia decked out. Georgia hat, Georgia shirt.
First place in the vegetable category goes to Q-inator.
Q-inator. Q-inator, that's what I'm going to call it. Got. Pretty good, though. Good job. Q-inator backyard barbecue. Just to have a reserve and a cran. High-tech redneck takes fifth place overall in the backyard. I'm not sure how many teams are in the backyard. High-tech redneck.
Fourth place overall is Q-inator.
Q-inator. Okay. Between Oreo and, Oreo and, Dig. For the reserve grand and grand.
And third place overall was Backyard Parker.
Okay. Backyard Porkers. Third place overall backyard competition. This is all backyard. We haven't got to the pro division yet.
Okay. Second place overall goes to Digging Q.
Digging Q. Okay. Only one at all. Vivian Q. The man and wife competition team. When they said Georgia missed a field goal. And the grand champion in the backyard.
And the grand champion of our backyard contest goes to Swine Hoyo!
Hoyo, one grand champion. Good job. Good job, good job. Big time Georgia team. Got the colors and the hats, the shirts, sweaters, looking good.
Yeah!
Well, we are in Georgia. They're playing for the SEC Championship.
Now, we all know they'll be back next year, right? All right. Okay, now we're on to the pro category.
Pro, here we go.
In tenth place.
Chicken, tenth place chicken.
Choo-choo train barbecue.
Choo-choo train barbecue, takes 10. Here they come.
You can't, okay. Audie, can you turn this up? Where's Audie?
They're going to try to turn the mic up.
Audie, we need you over here to turn this up, please.
Choo choo barbecue, tenth and chicken.
In ninth place is chicken, is Doggone Good Barbecue.
Doggone Good Barbecue. Ninth place in chicken. Doggone Good Barbecue. Ninth place in chicken.
In eighth place in chicken, Bunchin' Hogs at the Hilton.
All right, here we go. Eighth place in chicken, Bunchin' Hogs at the Hilton. Now, he won the National Barbecue Cup, and he had several calls that were in the team. So, you know, really, this is all they need is to get in the top 10. And, man, big call. Here we go. Competition is on now, folks.
Okay, in seventh place in chicken, Smoked Meat Philly.
Smoked Meat Philly. A team I haven't heard of much, but good job. A lot of big-time teams here. Take a seventh is big. Good job. All right. Bunch of Hogs starts off with an eighth place in chicken.
In sixth place is Chicken for Smoking Bus.
For Smoking Bus. What's that? All right, can you feel the pressure building just a little bit? These last six calls are going to be very important in Chicken. Four Smoking Butts.
In fifth place in Chicken, Joby Blazing Busted Wings.
Joby Blazing Busted Wings. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Four more calls to go in Chicken.
In fourth place is Chicken. Three Eyes.
Three Eyes. Three Eyes Barbecue. Fourth place in Chicken. So we've drawn blood in our first category. Eighth place for Munchin Hogs. Fourth place for Three Eyes Barbecue. So write them two down now. We got three more categories to go. Now, this is for the KCBS Team of the Year, folks. It's all on the line. Been over 300 contests done. 2,000 teams competing. And, you know, after all that competition and everything, it comes down to Three Eyes and Munchin Hogs. So we got an eight for Munchin and a third for Three Eyes.
Third place Chicken goes to Curly Tail.
Curly Tail. Ha ha. And I just had him on the radio. Congratulations, Curly Tail. They deserve it. They're some hard working barbecue family. Man and wife do a lot of comps. Curly Tail. They do a good job. Uh-huh, Curly Tail.
Second place in Chicken goes to Barbecue.
Barbecue. Holy cannoli. Georgia Barbecue champion 3 years in a row. Barbecue. Boy, see something, you know, Munchin Hogs and Three Eyes decide KCBS, but Barbecue wins it all. All right, Bubba Q. Bubba Q is one of the top teams in the country. I dare say he won a bunch of grands this year, over five or six. I went to one competition. He won
first
place in all categories.
Goes to House of Victory.
House of Victory, first place in Chicken. Alpha Victory. Well, you wonder what the difference is between the first place and the 10th place in Chicken. And whoever wins first place, I sure would love to see their chicken box and taste their chicken. Wouldn't that be something? House of Victory takes first place at the Calhoun, Georgia barbecue competition, which is going
to... Okay, on to pork ribs. 10th place in pork ribs goes to
Munchin Hogs. Eighth and a tenth. Boy, this is going to be down to the wire, folks. This is going to be down to the wire. All right, eighth and a tenth. Munchin Hogs keeping the pressure on, which means that Three Eyes Barbecue's got to get in the top 10 to stay ahead.
Okay. In ninth place in pork ribs, Cereal Griller.
Go ahead. Because in the end, it's always Cereal Griller.
You know, folks, last year, Cereal Griller really did good. They won a grand champion down in Lakeland, Florida, 2011. And it's funny how the flavor profile over the year changes, because then of late, they haven't won quite as many as they've been winning.
Eggs, Flakes, and Pork Rib. Three Eyes!
Oh, Three Eyes. Okay, they're staying ahead. All right. So they got a third and an eighth, a fourth and an eighth. I'm going to back up. Fourth and eighth. And Munchin Hall's got a eighth and a tenth. All right, two more categories to go. Three Eyes Barbecue takes an eighth.
Seventh place, Pork Rib. The Dirty Old Butt Slapper.
I don't know where to come up with his name, yeah. Dirty Yellow Butt Slapper. Good job. She's running full steam. She's got her dog. They're flying up there to the results. Dog's got on Georgia colors. Nice looking Boston Terrier.
In sixth place, in Pork Rib, Curly Tail.
All right. Curly Tail's going to be in the top 10 finish here. A lot more barbecue to go here. We still got two more categories.
Fifth place in Pork Rib. Fifth place, Pork Ribs. Chewing, and brewing.
All right. Chewing, and brewing. We got the TNT smoker and the Southern Q smoker. He's actually the guy who does a lot of the welding.
Yeah.
He stays in the shop working hard. I took him a fifth place in ribs. Good job, Scott. SouthernQSmokers.com.
Fourth place in Pork Rib, Boyer's Competition Barbecue.
Oh, Moyers. Okay, go ahead, Moyers. Just got him a brand new Jambo. And he actually got Jamie's trailer. And so that's what he's cooking with. And he hadn't been on too many cooks. That's a big time finish. Now I do know that he took Danny Kugel's pit bulls up in smoke school. So that's not a bad finish after taking Danny's school. He may have took another school,
third
too. I'm
place.
Not sure. I don't think that's the only school he's taken, though.
Third place in Pork Rib, Durag Q.
Durag Q. All right. Durag. Good job, Durag. I tell you, tough field. Get these hot calls like that. They had to have some really good stuff.
second place in pork ribs goes to Warren County Pork Chopper.
All right, Donnie. Donnie out of Kentucky, Warren County Pork Chopper.
Second place.
First place in pork rib. Chili's Barbecue.
Chili's Barbecue. Good job, buddy. Number one in ribs over Munchin' Hogs of the Hilton, Free Eyes, Barbecue. That's saying a lot. Barbecue's got some good ribs. Pitbulls Up and Smoke. That's a big time placer right there. Good placing. First place in ribs.
Okay, on to pork.
Pork, here we go, folks.
10th place in pork. Smoke me silly.
Smoke me silly. 10th place. All right, we're down to the last two categories. This is going to decide what's going to happen in Calhoun. It's going to be exciting to watch. Folks, I hope you got some paper out and you're writing all this down so we can kind of keep up with who might win the grand.
Ninth place in pork. Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton.
Here we go. Oh, God. You know, folks, he was in Las Vegas and took 10th in all four categories, and he won the grand champion. So him taking a ninth, they've got a... It just keeps the pressure on Three Eyes. You know, getting a call in every category. Wow, good job. It's on, I tell you what, it's on.
And court goes to Firehouse Smoking.
Yeah. Oh, good job, Firehouse Smoking. Oh, my God. Can you kind of feel it brewing? I mean, you can almost tell that something really big is fixing to happen in this contest.
Seventh place in pork. Deep South Barbecue.
Deep South Barbecue. All right, Randall Bowman, Deep South Smokers. Deep South Barbecues, that's something that, you know, we support there. Cookers. He's probably got the best competition cooker in the industry. Really big, heavy cookers, good consistent temperature. Randall Bowman, good job. That's www.deepsth.com.
House of Hickory.
House of Hickory. And we're looking for Three Eyes. You know, when these calls are being made, folks, the team sit around and say, okay, there's third, there's second. I got one more chance. And if you're
in fifth place and fourth. Three Eyes
Barbecue. Okay, they answered the call. So we got a ninth for Munchin' Hogs, fifth and Three Eyes. Ooh, that means it's going to come all the way down to the brisket. Three Eyes has stayed ahead of them. So it's all down to the brisket category now. Okay, we want to take some bet. I mean, what is the betting line on who's going to finish best in Brisket now? I do know that Brisket is one of Munch and Hogg's best categories.
Fourth place is Court Barbecue.
Well, you know, if you're first and second in KCBS, I guess you're going to have to be good at Brisket, both teams. But I know Munch and Hogg is especially good at Brisket.
It's an all-important SEC championship in the game. We've got a second quarter. Georgia 7, Alabama
nothing. Oh, Georgia 7, 7-0. All right. Oh, we got a Roll Tide out here. Georgia 7, Alabama nothing.
In third place. Joby's Blaze.
Hey, Joby. All right, folks, just to recap, so everybody knows, Munch and Hogg took 10th in chicken. Three Eyes took 7th or something like that. They took higher every category. In ribs, Munch took 8th, and they took something higher. And then in pork, Munch and Hogg took 9th. And they took Three Eyes is taking something higher. So Three Eyes right at this point is ahead on
second
the scorecard.
Jilly's Barbecue.
You know, I would say a total lead, if somebody would figure it out for me out there, that's writing it down. You know, two places in one category, three places in another, and then like two places in another, which adds up to 2, 5, 7. They're between 7 and 10 points ahead of Munch and Hogg's of the Hill, which means Munch and Hogg's could get first place, and if they got 10, they'd
but
still be tied.
With a perfect 184, Southport.
All right, Southport won. Southport won chicken last year, first place in KCBS at the end of the year. Good job, everybody. Uh oh, she said Roll Tide. That's not very popular in Kentucky, Georgia. All right, here we go. Here's the money roll. Brisket.
Okay, we're moving on to Brisket. 10th place in Brisket. Three Eyes Barbecue.
Oh, Three Eyes took 10th, folks. Three Eyes took 10th. Oh, no. Writing it down now. Write it down. Let's see. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, I shouldn't have called it. Wouldn't it be something if they took 10th and Munch and Hogg took first and they tied?
Ninth place in Brisket, House of Hickory.
House of Hickory. Man, you know you got two teams when you got to get a major call in every category and then to win the grand.
Jilly's Barbecue.
Jilly's Barbecue. I wonder how the points will work out if Munch and Hogg and Three Eyes take reserve and grand. Munch and Hogg takes grand.
In seventh place in Brisket, Old Plantation Barbecue.
Old Plantation. Carolina, folks. Who you got? It all comes down to munching hog biscuits. Old Plantation. That's a Southern Key Smoker team. He's got a full Southern Key Smoker trailer.
Sixth place in brisket goes to Georgia Boys.
Georgia Boys. Georgia Boys. Bo Tomlin, Don Adams, two of the coolest guys in barbecue. They've been coming up and doing better. Got five more calls, folks. Five more calls. See where Munchin' Hog lands up.
Fifth place in brisket, Firehouse Smoker.
Four more calls. Four more calls. Firehouse got two good calls there. They had a good cook.
Fourth place in brisket. Pitbulls up in smoke.
Pitbulls up in smoke. Danny Cooper. Pitbulls up in smoke. Online barbecue school. Fourth place in brisket. He's always got a good brisket. Oh, Lord. Now, folks, if Munchin' Hogs doesn't get called in the next three calls, then Three Eyes Barbecue will win the KCBS Team of the Year. But if Munchin' Hogs will be helping get any of the next three calls, it's going to be hard to tell who takes reserve and who takes grand.
In brisket, Kieran doing it,
bro. Southern Key Smokers. Danny Cooper, he cooks on Deep South. Three Eyes, of course, cooks on Backwoods Smokers. We love Backwoods Smokers. I think they're the best cooker in the world.
Smoking Aces, Trap Shoot Barbecue.
Oh, Lord. Smoking Aces. Uh-oh. I believe that was a hell yeah. He kind of hold on. Oh, we got one more call. Munchin' Hogs of the Hilton had four people flown in, on their team, I guess from Kansas. So they put a lot of money into this contest. Here we go.
Okay, first place. In brisket. First place. Barbecue!
Oh, wow. Well, Three Eyes Barbecue wins Team of the Year. In the KCBS, Three Iron Barbecue. Wow. Man, what a finish. Wow. Three Eyes may win the grand here.
Okay. Patty or Cheryl over there thinking, what do you guys bring? We need the roller. We're going to pick the prizes for the grill. We're going to do the people's choice, and then we'll do the overall.
Okay, we got a little break. We're going to do a little pull up the wow, man. Shoot.
Okay, well, first, our people's choice. We want to thank all the teams that participated.
They're running
in
neck and neck there for a while.
Total, so I really don't know what money was raised, but I know the United Way of Gordon County does appreciate everything we're doing for them here. People's Choice goes to Smoking Butt. Of course. Because they told me. Poor Smoking Butt.
Poor Smoking Butt's one of People's Choice.
I'm sorry, Bryce.
Okay, they're fixing the draw. Then they're going to do the final results.
Okay, now we're going to pull out the...
Hallelujah.
Okay. Kevin, do we still have anybody from Metro PCS here? Gotta get somebody. We're gonna have Metro PCS with our major sponsor for this. We want to thank them very, very much, and all of our other sponsors and everybody else in the community that got behind us.
There you go. Bubba Key's got a dog, and it was so cool. He was playing on the other side playing, and all she did was call him. And 3 or 4 minutes later, here he comes running. Oh, he knows who loves him. Well, we're about to wind this thing up. Congratulations to Three Eyes Barbecue for protecting their turf. Munchin Hog, 27 points out, taking over first place. They really did their thing this week, and I think they've got a good chance of winning the grant.
Okay, while we're waiting for that, I have some winners from National Title Fund, one of our other vendors that came out here, and we're going to give them the sponsor next year because we like, you know, they like it. Michael Bonton of Fairmount, if you're here, we have numbers. Sandra Hill of Calhoun. Jeanette Northrup of Ranger. And Sandy Boyd of Harvest, Alabama.
Waiting for the official announcement of a top 10 of who won this barbecue competition. And, you know, if you think about in a year period, you know, over 300 barbecue competitions have been done, completed. A lot of work went on, a lot of money been spent.
The first ticket pulled will be for our grill. Don't have to carry around anymore. And the winner. Cheryl Mullen. We'll get a hold of her. She has the Calhoun number, so it's probably one of the people from around here. So go ahead and pick another one. And we'll do that for the tool set.
Oh, okay. They got a huge
tool time
ratchet set up here.
Therese Pearson. This is also a local number, so they're probably... This grill traveled all around Calhoun for the last 3 weeks on tickets, so it's probably somebody local. But we do appreciate everybody's support. We appreciate Metro PCS being our sponsor.
Good.
Hopefully Metro PCS will come back next year and be a sponsor.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, good. Anyway, and I want to thank my brother and my sister and the rest of my family, of course, traveling from Florida and Texas, and my daughter from Chicago, and everybody else that came in for this. But Kevin did help us tremendously in getting Metro PCS to be a sponsor. He works for the offices down in Tampa area. He runs them, I believe. That's what I tell people anyway. Not a brag. My sister runs Texas, and my brother runs Florida. That's how it is. But anyway, we want to thank them all for being part of this and for coming here and supporting us.
And before you guys leave, please, I would like to say thank you guys for putting this all together. Let's give a big hand clap for Aaron and Aaron. Because they're the ones who made this all happen. They worked their tails off. I remember, even almost a year ago, he's like, yeah, I got to go to this barbecue meeting because I've got to hand out some flyers. And this is all for my dad and for me and my mom and for a sponsorship with my dad's name on it. And I appreciate you guys, and I thank you all. Y'all too. Give me a hug. And I know my daddy's proud. So one more time. Y'all give him a big clap.
Okay. Now for what everybody's been waiting for. The overall result. Tenth place overall. Dylan and
Bruin. All right, Scott from Southern Tea Smokers. Southern Tea Smokers.
Ninth place overall. Smoking Aces, Crapshoot Barbecue.
I think there's a chance. This guy's crazy. I think there's a chance it might be Three Eyes with the Grand and Munchin' Hogs with the Reserve. We'll have to see how it works out. Hey, there's Mike. Got 8 more calls.
In 8th place overall, Pitbulls Up in Smoke.
Pitbulls Up in Smoke. Pitbulls Up in Smoke online barbecue school. Yeah, Three Eyes won it. I believe they won the grand. Of course, you know, I don't have the numbers. So I can't tell you for sure. Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton didn't seem like they got many calls at the National Barbecue Cup, but they won it all. www.pitbullsupinsmoke online barbecue school. 8th place overall. This is a big time tough competition.
7th place overall. Curly Tail.
Boy, man, they're really getting there. They're doing good. It's a man and wife team. And I tell you, man, when the wife gets behind a man in anything, he always does good. I just had it on the radio at the beginning of the show.
Sixth place overall, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton.
Hey, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton takes sixth place. Now the question is, where does
5th place overall, Southport.
Wow, this will be Three Eyes Barbecue's 12th grand champion this year. 12. That is amazing. They said there was somebody who got 17, but that was back in a different era. And there's been a team that got 14, and they almost matched that with 12.
fourth place in overall. Gilly's Barbecue.
Gilly's Barbecue.
Third place overall, House of Hickory.
Yeah, we're going to win grand champion. They're going to win team of the year in grand style. Pretty major turn of events. Wow. Good job, Three Eyes Barbecue. 12 grand champions. They definitely deserve it. Great year for Three Eyes. Great year for barbecue. And did it against some tough competition, folks. I mean, it's really been a lot of teams down here, best in the country.
Three Eyes Barbecue with Space Celtic, Stacy Diaz, Team of the Year that was captured here. So Three Eyes is officially the KCBS Team of the Year. Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations, fella. Reserve Grand Champion, Three Eyes Barbecue, officially KCBS Team of the Year. Great job. Boy, it was really exciting, Ron. Congratulations to everybody that's been involved in their team and to them and to Dan, the head cook. 12 grand champions in 1 year. What can you say? That's almost unbelievable. But they only took reserve. I'm surprised. I don't know who took grand. You can't tell who took grand.
Anyway, I got to tell you guys a quick story while these guys are up here. As you know, I went out to a whole lot of the meetings. And I went up actually when I was at Gainesville. And everybody was telling me, Three Eyes, you should go talk to them, because I hadn't seen them before. They were down from up north. And I walked over to them and invited them over and told them that they could come here. And actually, I knew they were doing coming, because we told them they could leave their trailer here and go home for Thanksgiving and come back. But they said they didn't think they needed to, and they were just, we didn't have enough room. But, no. Right, and we love him for
Munching Hogs won, and I tell you, they had to do this contest because
I did the day after Munching Hogs won coming. The first email I saw in the morning, Three Eyes sent me, says, "Do you have any stock?" But you know what? We are so glad they came. We're so glad that the KCBS title was decided here in Calhoun. And I'm very proud, and we would definitely love to invite them back. If they're in the race or not next year, it'll be worth the drive. And I'll offer to you again after Cummings, you can bring the trailer here, go home to the and save the probably cost you a little bit, bring that thing back and forth.
Good job, Three Eyes. Three Eyes Barbecue wins the whole thing.
Okay, this is it. The overall grand champion, all our friends, Bubba Q!
Bubba Q! Bubba Q!
And I got to tell you, Bubba Q's Jasper location is real near here. And we do send a lot of people, I get a lot of people coming in wanting good barbecue, and we send them. So I told Bubba, because he's got two restaurants, that we want the trophies to stay
here. How fitting. Now, you know, really a backstory here, and it's something that's really fitting. Three Eyes won Reserve Grand and won the KCBS Team of the Year, but Bubba Q won the Grand, and he is the number one team in Georgia. And really fitting that he win the Grand in his own state over top of the current KCBS Team of the Year. Just a great turn of events, a great weekend for barbecue, And the fact that Munching Hogs, they held one Cummins, Georgia, is what set all this up. And you know, I'll tell you something, folks.
barbecue is really coming along. It's, you know, going to be the number one sport. It's definitely the number one food sport. There's, you know, people out there with television shows that are trying to do, like, Chopped and all this stuff.
I think the only reason Chopped is because it's on a national television show.
These barbecue contests are big because it's nationwide. And there are, you know, inwards of a million people who actually are involved in the event. And then you have some big events, you know, if you add them in, like the Gold Nugget Rib Cook-Off, where they have half a million people there at one time. So, you know, the actual on-site participation is getting bigger and bigger, and then the broadcasting, I hope the barbecue superstars can bring the broadcasting along where, you know, we can get 20, 30, 40 million viewers and listeners over the next 2 or 3 years. And, folks, all it takes is a little money. We get live feed television going. We get our own major barbecue channel. And I can make all these people household names across the country. And that is our goal with Barbecue Superstars. And before we close out the show, I just want to say that without a doubt, as far as Barbecue Superstars is concerned, Backwoods Smokers has won more grands and more championships than any other smoker on a consistent basis. And, folks, Backwoods, if you want to get into barbecue competition, Backwoods Smokers, in my opinion, is definitely the one to go with. You can buy them on Barbecue Superstars or go to backwoodsmokers.com. But, folks, Backwoods, 25 years of proven service. Every big NBN team, Three-Eyed Barbecue, has two Backwoods Smokers. Team of the Year, KCBS this year, cooked on a Backwoods. Folks, get yourself a Backwoods Smoker if you want to get into top barbecue competition. Well, it's been a great show. We appreciate everybody coming by and stopping with us and enjoying these results. And congratulations to Three-Eyed Barbecue for winning Team of the Year, taking the whole thing home in grand style by winning Reserve Grand Champion. And we just want to thank everybody who has participated in the barbecue competition or has just went to an event. You know, that's just as important as competing, because when people attend, it all gets stronger. And this is Daryl from Barbecue Superstars down in Calhoun, Georgia, signing off and telling you that we love you and we appreciate you coming by and listening. And we hope everybody has a great night. Thanks a lot. All right, folks, if you haven't got off yet, Lulu's Barbecue wanted me to stay on the radio, so they might have the show pulled up, and they might want to talk about the results a little bit. So don't take off quite yet. Let's see if Lulu's Barbecue calls in. I don't have a way of putting you through, Lulu, so send me a text message and let me know if you're going to call in, and we can talk about the results. Three-Eyed Barbecue winning the KCBS Team of the Year, and them doing it in fine fashion by winning Reserve Grand Champion. And Munchin Hogs of the Hilton took six, and Bubba Q won the overall grand, really befitting that he won. This is essentially his state, his area. He's won Georgia Barbecue Championship in the KCBS 3 years in a row. And he come in here and won the grand. And I'd be interested to look and see what the scores were, which they'll be on the KCBS website.
to see where all Bubba Q placed. Of course, I might not have been paying good enough attention, but I know Three Eyes Barbecue got four calls. I didn't know that Bubba got four calls, but I probably just missed it. And we're going to wait for just a few minutes and see if Lulu's Barbecue is going to call in what they're doing right now. Man, you know, isn't this radio great, man? I don't have live feed television yet, but I'm still able to come to you live on site. For we're going to have to give you a report on the Alabama-Georgia game right quick. Let's see what the score is. Oh, Alabama just scored. All right. So it's tied up 7-7. I know it's not going to be an easy game. Alabama-Georgia is going to come down to the last 30 seconds probably. And hard to tell who might win. Probably going to be whoever gets the less penalty calls will win the game. And I just really hated that South Carolina's not there. We did beat Georgia. But we lost to LSU and Florida. And to Georgia's credit, they went down there and took care of Florida. And we got beat 44-something. And so if we hadn't lost to Florida, being beat by LSU, we'd have the tiebreaker on Georgia, and we'd have been playing right now against Alabama, but we did lose. So Georgia's got it, and they're doing good. And we're waiting on Lulu's Barbecue, see if they're going to call in or what they're going to do. Got a little golf cart in the way here. Lulu's Barbecue, are you out there?